Amy Winehouse, Our Day Will Come Is Glide. It's the Morning Glory with Sophie, 8:36, Tuesday morning. Time to perk everybody's lives up a bit. Welcome to the show, star and host of MasterChef, Greg Wallace.
Hi, Sophs.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm good, honey. Where are you from?
We're in Oxford.
Oh, very nice. There's plenty of posh stuff.
It's true. It's very nice. True.
Are you posh stuff, Sophie?
I am not posh stuff. You have no idea. But I've been so looking forward to chatting to you because I love watching you on TV and you just seem happy with life all the time. Is this true? Or would your wife tell me you have off days?
No, I am really, really happy. Have you seen my wife?
No, I haven't.
That explains why I'm happy. I got married in January.
Oh, congratulations.
I got married in January and my wife's young, beautiful and funny and clever.
I got married this year as well. Do people just keep asking you how married life is? It's the most weird question.
Yeah. When did you get married?
June I got married.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. And that's I'm pregnant now, so...
Hooray!
Wapoosh, as they say.
Well, I've never heard wapoosh. That must be an Oxford saying. Let me tell you, everybody's got stories of how hard kids are, right? Yeah. And I'm a single dad. I've brought mine up.
Okay.
What people don't tell you is how brilliantly funny they are.
Hooray. See, this is good. I keep getting negative stories from people.
Nah, they're brilliantly funny. And they're really good for making friends when you move to a new area.
Okay.
As well.
Good. Okay, I like you use them tactically, Greg. This is good.
Yeah. And very good friends. Right, dance, monkey girl. Yeah, very good.
So since you became a British Apple ambassador, have you been shoving apples down their throats in case they get photographed in public not eating apples? Would this be a bad thing?
No, my kids are happy eating apples. I mean, they were brought up by a dad who's always worked with food and fruit and veg and always been a champion of British produce. So no problems with apple eating in my house, although there is an issue with apple eating for the rest of the population, because a survey's turned up on my desk that shows with the economic downturn and more awareness of local produce, more and more people actually want to eat British produce. That doesn't surprise me.
That's great.
What amazed me is nobody knows which apples are actually British.
Yeah.
And nobody knows where to get them. Now, that really did. Do you know, over 2/3 of the population, which probably includes you then, Sophie, thought the Granny Smith was an English apple.
I would have to say I would definitely think Granny Smith was English. It's the name. It's all in the name.
It
sounds
Australian.
Like an English lady, doesn't it?
It does. Well, it also sounds like an Australian lady. My new mates at Sainsbury's, and the reason they're my new mates is, and I think this is incredible actually, they are, throughout the season, they are stocking 52 varieties of British apple.
Wow.
Now that is nothing short of excellent work.
It is.
Excellent work.
I didn't even know there were 52 varieties.
Exactly.
Incredible.
So, now, when somebody does something splendid, I want them to get a pat on the back and a cuddle. And 52 varieties of British apple, let me tell you, that is exceptional. My favourite, because I cook a lot, my favourite is a Bramley. And the reason I love the Bramley, and that's available to us all year round, British apple, is it's
pie.
The only one that collapses down into that light, fluffy texture you need for a pie or for an apple.
Oh, God, stick. He's off into the dessert joys. I'm not going to be able to stop him now.
Fetch the spoon. Fetch the spoon. It's a pudding. That spoon's not big enough. Bring me another spoon.
The remixes and stuff that have made it onto the internet. Have you seen Buttery Biscuit Base, for example?
I like the base. Base. Buttery Biscuit
Base. I think I watched that about 20 times.
Acid base. Smack around the face. Do you know that got to number 36 in the charts?
Incredible. Just incredible.
And a big percentage of the proceeds go to children in need as well, if you want to download
brilliant.
Some more of it.
That is brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. It's one of the best things on the internet at the moment.
I absolutely love it. The ones that suffer the most are my teenage kids at school. They're like, I can't hear this one more time.
Oh, Dad, everyone's
and
downloading
on Twitter,
it.
On Twitter, at least once a day, somebody says, oh, have you heard this? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I have. But people that don't know, somebody called Swede Mason, who's like quite a hippie guy from Manchester, has taken bits of me and John from MasterChef and just cut them all together so we're repeating ourselves like a rap. And he's put a rap bass underneath it.
But the beautiful bit is that in the middle, John actually goes boom or similar. And that kind of makes the beat.
It's more oomph.
Oh, yeah. Oomph.
And then he goes wobble, wobble, wobble. It's brilliant. If you haven't seen it, go on and see it.
Yeah, it is just legendary. I love your passion for food. And it is just, it's so brilliant to watch. And it makes me want to cook a load more as well.
The moment I change, I won't do MasterChef anymore.
Yeah.
If somebody gives me something fantastic to eat, I can't help it. I want a ladle full and it makes me grin. And it just does. You give me local, good, seasonal produce, cook brilliantly, I just get happy.
I tell you what, it's exactly the same with my husband and mince pies. He wants to start eating them from October. I have to rein him in.
He's a fine man. He's got great taste buds and obviously very good choice in wives, Sophie.
Oh, Greg, stop.
Great choice.
Well, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. It's been a pleasure and looking forward to, another crazy remix, no doubt, popping up on the internet soon. Maybe an
Sainsbury's
apple.
Sainsbury's apples, 52
apple
varieties,
remix.
Don't forget.
This is going to be it. You'll be the Sainsbury's apple remix ready to download next
week.
Right?
I want the crunch, apple crunch. I want the Sainsbury's apple crunch.
Thank you, Greg.